Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. That ended rather abruptly, but here we are. It's Catherine, and I don't even know where to begin tonight. We have so much to talk about, and so much of it just happened in the last few hours. Anyway, this is Catherine, and I'll give you our website for those of you who are new. Our website where you can find out all about the messages that we bring and the work that we're doing is whoneedslight.org. So I want to say hello to our dear co-host, Meg, who will hear this at some point. She's on a birthday jaunt to Iceland and having a fabulous time from what we hear. So, Meg, we miss you, but glad you're having a great time. For those of you who want to get in touch with Meg, because she's a wonderful healer and she's our nutrition and acupuncture and Chinese medicine resource, her Facebook page is wisdomwithin-Meg Davis. So, Christine is with me here. This is Christine Burke, who's also going to tell you about what happened today, and I'm going to try and fill in a little bit about what's happened in the past weeks, although it's very hard to just launch into explaining. Well, you know what it's like when you're involved with things changing on the planet and you're in touch with the company of heaven. It gets pretty exciting and complicated. So tonight, first thing, we want to dedicate this show to all the light workers who have been working so diligently validating that we are headed for the finish line. It's a go, and everybody is holding the line and moving as fast as we can go and doing all kinds of wonderful things, which we'll talk about for a minute. But we want to support them. We want to thank them. And we want to mention them because this whole shift that's happening now would not be possible without the quiet boots on the ground, who are the ones that are bringing in the RV, Nasara, making the arrests, making it all possible. Of course, we also bow to Saint Germain and the Company of Heaven, but ultimately, none of it could happen without all the light workers who have truly been pulling together. And today we had an incredible example of that, which I hope Christine will be able to tell you about. It was just amazing. We did another action today. Some of you who were listening last week, I hope you all heard it, did an action while we were on the call. Well, today we had an amazing opportunity to do another action, which we will talk to you about, and we will enlist you, and we will talk a little bit about how all of us right now at this moment are involved in the great mission, which is the ascension of planet Earth But first, it's bringing through prosperity and joy and relationship and companionship and communication between and amongst all of us, which is really exciting. People who think that they don't have a mission and they're, you know, the only person in their town who thinks about or talks about these things, well, I have news for you. Every time you leave your house, you are on your mission. Every time you talk to someone on the phone, every time you address your children, every time a friend calls you, any time you choose humor and goodwill and good feelings over, say, cynicism, you are doing your mission. You're bringing light. Anytime you choose to behave with kindness rather than impatience or frustration, anytime you approach another person or a project or an incident with wonder rather than indifference or disregard, you are doing your part of the mission. And of course, it's cumulative. So with all of us doing that, we are moving this Titanic forward. We're all doing our part, and things truly, truly are changing. So first of all, we want to dedicate this show to all the light workers, all of you out there who are doing your own part of this, contributing what your skill is. If you're doing it by yourself or in your pods with a group of people, or as Christine calls them, the little podlets, where there may be just two of you, you and your sister, or you and your husband, or your best friend, or a family member, there are many of those. So you are a podlet. As soon as you discuss this with anyone else, as soon as you talk about increasing your frequency and helping the world to make the shift into the higher dimension, the fifth dimension, you are doing your mission. And all of us together are really making some fabulous progress. So there are others who have brought forth messages in recent days and weeks, very positive, hopeful messages, and we want to confirm and underline, we appreciate that others are seeing this and feeling it too and bringing forth the news. So I hope what we have to tell you tonight will really light your fire, because it was amazing for us. I'm going to first tell you a little bit about something I read that indirectly led into what this very exciting action that happened today with us. I was reading something that someone must have sent to me, or, you know, it struck a chord and I opened it. It's called The Wingmakers. And there is a website called Wingmakers, I think it's wingmakers.com, where you can read what they say are five interviews. It's written as by a journalist who is interviewing a very interesting man whose work has been to investigate a very interesting archaeological discovery that was supposedly left by those called the Wingmakers. Well, you begin by seeing that there's a lot there that's familiar, but then there's a whole lot that's new as well. And he weaves a story through this interview. Now, I must tell you, this is so-called fiction. But the more you read, the more you scratch your head and think, oh my, this is even beyond anything I understood. And the more you read, the more becomes revealed to you, and you learn not just about this archaeological find, but about the man himself, Dr. Neruda, who works for a secret organization that is hidden behind another secret organization that's hidden behind another secret organization. And between them all, you begin to get the sense that these layers upon layers of people are controlling the entire world. And as he says, oh, they're very benevolent. And I'm not going to tell you too much about this story because I want to recommend it to everyone here, and you have to read the whole thing because the fifth interview will blow you out of the water. But you have to read all the others before it to build up to it. And but by the time you get to the end of it, you're going to be slapping your head and going, oh my gosh, I see this very clever method of describing to us what the Matrix is and how it got that way. And as I read it, thinking, oh my gosh, this really is the story. I don't know if the details are correct or not, but this is the story of how we, humankind, got here. And the theme that's woven throughout, sort of inadvertently, is that humankind allows others to make decisions for them. And as soon as we do, and we get caught up in the results of having someone else make the decisions for us, which is entertainment and fun, and we don't have to think about it, and so on. Well, it's how we ourselves have woven this net in which we have become entangled that we call the Matrix. And it made me think how many times I get emails from people saying, why doesn't the company of heaven just come down here and fix this? Why don't they just take over and get rid of the cabal? Why don't they just put in a new system of government for us? And by the time I finished reading this, The Wingmakers, I was horrified to think, oh my gosh, that's what people are asking for. We're asking to go from one matrix to another, to be controlled by someone outside ourselves. Well, no wonder they keep telling us, no, we're not going to come down there and do it for you. Not because they don't want us to have a good life, not because they don't want to be the cabal. So next time the thought comes into your mind, I wish Mother and Father or the company of heaven would come down here and change this. Well, read The Wingmakers. And I suspect you're going to feel very differently about all of this when you put all of this together. So pay attention. Now, this is one of the things I was reading, and it's leading up to this action that we did today. I was reading this. Christine was having dreams about certain things and thoughts and daydreams that all sort of directed her and finding things on the internet that directed her to think about things like the Holocaust, about Auschwitz, about horrors in our human past. And one of the things that I was and that I received was a story about the Baal, two A's, who was worshipped really sounds like Satan, you know, the angry God that has to be appeased. And there were many, many cultures who took on this idea that we have to appease God by giving, by doing human sacrifices. So the history of horrors go back, way back in the history of humankind, formation and so on. We started putting things together, and it led us to the action that we did today, which I'm going to ask Christine to tell you about. So I'm going to turn this over to her and let her describe, I hope. We're going to get some help from Michael or Sananda, because it's difficult to explain everything we saw and felt. But it seems like, you know, when they know we're going to do a show, something pretty dramatic usually happens that day. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine and let her wrap this all up for you, the things that I've mentioned. They all do somewhere. So here she goes. Christine.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Catherine, thank you for that beautiful introduction. As always, you're so eloquent in the things that you, how you explain what we're going through, what we're all going through. Because truly, what one of us is going through right now, on some level, we all are. So good to be with every one of you. And I just want to thank you all for, so many of you had joined in last week's action with all your heart and might and soul and intention and goodness. And it really helped. It really was felt. It really made a difference. And I want to say, before you jump in on tonight, there will be a way and a place for all of us to join together and help with the action that is occurring right now. But don't jump in before you hear the whole of the story. And first, thank you for all you've given all this week. And Catherine and I just can't say enough of how much gratitude and tenderness and appreciation and awareness we have for all the light workers, all the many channels, as Catherine said, all the many channels and messengers and light workers that are holding the line, holding the light, all the many private boots on the ground who are working quietly to push through the programs to move ahead this dawning of the new golden age, nothing less. We're all working for the same thing. And we've just had such an awareness today that every single thought each of us has, as Catherine said, if it's a thought that just turns frustration into possibility, whatever it is, there's nothing too slight. That is all of us. It's not just one thought for one person. It's all of us working together on this tremendous action to bring us to the actions that begin our new dawn. And we are in that dawn now. So with that in mind, I'll tell you about what happened today. Now, I'm just going to talk straight about how it was for me, and I'm going to tell you right out, it wasn't pretty. Often, going into a brand new action, I often don't have a lot of contact with the company of heaven, which is unusual for me, I'll say. My whole life, I've had a direct connection to the company of heaven since I was a tiny little baby. I remember being in the crib and bing, 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 seeing bright light beings appear in front of me. So when I have these stretches where I'm not in touch so easily with the company of heaven, that for me is a surprise. And it's become an indicator that I'm to dig deep and look carefully for what must be seen. And I take that very earnestly. So for about a month, I've been in that phase, and we've been accomplishing projects, and we've been keeping you informed and digging deep inside ourselves and inside what needs to come to light, and we've been keeping you updated about that. But there was still something that I knew, and Catherine even knew, that we hadn't gotten to. So for me, it's a feeling of like flying blind, which is, I feel like, about how a bunch of us feel. Also, my kidney pain was unbearable, and I couldn't figure this out. I was looking, okay, I've had these things that explain kidney pain, but yet still, why would it be so bad? Is there some stone inside myself, inside my psyche, inside my beliefs that I haven't turned over and looked at? So I was looking deeply day after day, after hour after hour. And this pain in my kidneys, what did it mean? And I couldn't understand. That combined with no immediate and direct communication with the Company of Heaven, and just some exhaustion after having this kidney pain for quite a while now, weeks upon end. Well, I felt that other phases of the assignments and projects we'd been working on felt very genuinely completed. And as a result of all of you joining in, things like the frequency attention we had turned down, turned off, and turned away from. We had offered what we could to the members that were projecting such things at us, and felt very directed and very clear to say, okay, enough, and shut that project down and move forward. I had this tremendous kidney pain, so bad that I couldn't reconcile it. I couldn't manage it. I couldn't get around it. So finally, I just came downstairs to Catherine and said, we need to look at this. And as we did, and again and again and again, for hours and hours, day after day, I've been building my pillar of light, building my heartfelt rainbow bridge to our family above, just centering, grounding, lighting the diamonds in the center of my mind, the center of my heart, the center of my will, letting Mother and Father pour their love on me, connecting with the center of Earth again and again from this position, reaching out to build the beautiful rainbow bridge to our family, to Archangel Michael, Sananda, Mother and Father, Ashtar, and so many other precious, dear family members. So today reached a kind of crescendo. Even after doing this and seeing it through, the pain was becoming...
On a scale of 1 to 10, she said on a scale of 1 to 10, it was at a
12. It's a true story. I was out of my mind with pain. I really was. And I refused to not believe in the Company of Heaven. I refuse not to see the grounded, steady kindness in Catherine. I refused to repaint my circumstances in anything but love. I could look around me and see in all ways I was held in love, and yet there was this unbelievable pain. So I came and got Catherine, and we dug deeper like we do. And what we found was shocking and helpful and amazing and turned out to be an action. When I started to understand, first, our beautiful Arcturian team leader came to us. And, of course, its team leader is both team leaders, Catherine's and mine, who appear as one. One voice to us. We love them so much. We honor them and respect them. And I hadn't been able to speak with team leader directly for quite a while. So it was a welcome reunion. And team leader came and showed me step by step, and here's what we saw. I was able to discover, we were together, Catherine and I, team leader, and all of us, that it was a moment where so many incredible programs are on the verge of beginning across Earth. Some of them that Catherine mentioned, the RV, Nisara, Gasara announcements, disclosure, landings, all of them, all the programs we all know so well. We know because we've trained for them, we've prepared for them, we know them inside, not just as a matter of news coming from a source outside. Well, this was one of those. This was a task that I and many of you and many of us have prepared for inside. Got to this point, and there still needed to be a particular release of, let's simply say, negative energies. That a team of us who are transmuters, now we all have our important positions. Don't you for a second think you don't have yours, because you do. Each and every one of us holds a critical position for the lifting of humanity and all upon Earth at this time. This particular action, and you can help with it too, but don't jump in until we give the directions, was a group of us who had trained and prepared in case this was needed. Now, again, this is not so special. There are many groups of you, of us, of all of us, that we've trained and prepared and had lifetimes and transcended certain understandings and been put in place just for this moment so that we could all use the best of ourselves to help uplift Earth. It's true for each and every one of us. So the story I'm telling is specific, but it could apply in another case to all of us. Okay, so in this case, the pain that was coming through my kidneys was associated with a certain off-gassing of dark energies that just needed to be transmuted and released. Now, it was known if we got to a certain point in this project that, let's say, the collective of humanity would not be in a position to equally transmute all the dark energies that have happened upon Earth up to this point. So in that case, there were teams of us who were ready to say, well, I've trained for this, I'm ready for this, I can help with this. And so we would step in as a team and, let's say, off-gas some of these heavier energies to a point where we could reach a bend, other light workers would take on their part, and in turn, other light workers their part, and in turn, the collective their part. So again, always remember, this is all of us working together. So today, when I saw that this is what actually was happening, a remembering awakened inside of me, and I was able to work with team leader in order to open up two like portals, like volcanic portals in my kidneys. Now, the important question at that moment, as Catherine and I both got, is what are kidneys for? And we asked that question, and team leader said, kidneys are for releasing human waste. And then Catherine and I saw what we call now the fields of human waste. We say this not with judgment, but with clarity. What we saw were terrible fields and fields and fields filled with bones, with the energies of the waste of torture of degradation, of manipulation, of slavery due to her, so she can describe also what she saw in the fields of human waste and what we simultaneously saw together.
Okay. It was like watching, I just saw this landscape that was like a surreal movie, mist rising and darkness and bones scattered on the ground and like the echo of some kind of evil laughter and bonfires of people being burned, just the horrors of every kind of human sacrifice and cannibalism and sexual abuse and kidnappings and torture and every kind of hideous, unthinkable act you can think of that has occurred on planet Earth. And it was all put together in what looked like a landscape. You've seen Hieronymus Bosch paintings. It was less realistic or less specific than that, but the energies were of emptiness and waste. All those feelings, all those people who had been suppressed, oppressed, taken advantage of, misused, in every possible form, even down to people who are working at a job they don't like, toward the ones who are controlling the planet so that they have to work at a job they don't like. So aside from all the horrific things that were there is also the feeling of stress that so many on the planet are forced to do things that we didn't choose, that we don't, that's not really our heart's desire. It was all there. Now I'm going to pass it back to Christine and she'll describe what we did.
I want to say why we started the show with thanking those that are holding the line of light so steadfastly. You mean so much to us, the way you report what is going on in a way that uplifts and keeps us going. And in no way, by describing this, are we, you know, focusing on the negative. Oh, no. We are rallying support around the many lightworkers across this globe that are quietly, steadfastly doing an act of service so that they know we are with them. Incredible to feel when an action like last week and you all rally and say, we're doing it too, we're with you, we've asked the company of heaven to divert it to us. Oh, it's a feeling like we're together, this is done, we can fly. And that's the reason we bring this information to you this week, is so that all of us can join hands together and step forward and fly as one, as we are prepared for, as we are capable of, and as it is now time to do. All right. So what I saw and where what we did, the action itself was contact all the light workers who are on the transmutation team. And we reached out through consciousness with the company of heaven's help, with all of their higher selves and twin flames. And at first we saw that indeed, just like me, many of them were in physical agony as it was time for this plan. It was prudent. It would be helpful for this off-gassing of this, the dark energies of human waste to be transmuted through the team of prepared transmuters of light beings. We saw that that was the time it had been given a go by the company of heaven, and I, as the incarnated on the ground representative, received and acknowledged and passed on that go. And we immediately, as a network of love, reached out, calling in a legion of angels of mercy and transmutation to assist each and every prepared light worker who would be feeling this now in their body in a similar way I was feeling it in my kidneys. We were shown some were feeling it in their heart, some were feeling it in their liver, some were feeling it in their knees, some in their ankles, some in a broken bone. It doesn't matter. Each and every one had a prescribed way that they would be able, with their training, their soul standing, the light that they hold, and the intention of their mission in their heart. And this is co-creation, because it is an incarnated human being, along with the support of the company of heaven, their higher self, their twin flame. All the twin flames showed up. It's all of us together creating this next moment of shift that allows these programs to go through. So there's no rescue going on. Answer, collective step of heaven and humanity and the animals and the kingdoms all together, taking a unanimous, united step forward at once together. That is the purpose of this moment. Now, how did this happen? Well, it's not as fantastic as the sentences I just said. How it actually happened is with team leaders nudging and love and assistance and help, I was prompted to turn my two kidneys, which were in so much pain. I imagined them turning into volcanoes that were off-gassing this waste of humanity. Now, I felt and saw this as my waste, our waste, humanity's waste. I felt it personally, collectively, and beyond. And I feel that was really key, because that is the we we're talking about, isn't it? It isn't just willing to be unified in the higher realms. It's willing to be unified together right now, arm in arm, as we step forward and through. So what's happened is, ever since, my pain has gone from a 22 to an 8. I feel exhausted, tired, excited, hopeful. I'm in contact on the inner realms with the collective team that has agreed to do this. They are also, in varying degrees across the planet, realizing their role and pitching in. Their higher selves are helping them with all their might. And really, that's all there is. So one more thing. I feel all you bright and brilliant lightworkers saying, I want to help, I will help, because we always get countless letters saying you do and you are, and it's felt already. So first, please build your pillar of light. And then, before you just jump into helping with this, please make contact with your higher self, your twin flame, and say and decree that you would like to help with this action as much as is elegant, wise, helpful, and for the greatest good of all, including you, come from this grounded, simple place. I already feel many of you joining in. Thank you. I'm going to give you back to Catherine now, because Sananda's coming. And I can't wait myself. But I love you. We love you. Michael's here. He's sending love to each and every one. Thank you so much for seeing us through as we see you through. With much love, here's Catherine.
Dean. She's not kidding when she says she feels all of you. She can describe to me who's on the other end and what they're doing and how they're feeling. And so we really do feel you and know that you're helping out. So those who are going to take part in helping out with this particular action, just be sure you check in with your heart, anchor into the earth, and this may or may not be something that's on your agenda to help out with, but everyone can help by supporting, picturing the outcome, the successful outcome, picturing Earth herself as clean and pristine and sparkling and grass growing where in what used to be the fields of waste, which is what I actually saw after we did this action this afternoon. And team leader also said, yes, it was already helping, and there were so many joining in that it was moving very fast. So you can help out with that. Gentle with yourself. Don't feel you have to join in. If this feels right to you, then just make sure you're anchored. And it is a joyful pursuit, ultimately, because you can feel the waves rising, the atmosphere shifting and changing. So thank you all. Yes, and as Christine said, she felt Sananda coming. Yeah, he's here. So we haven't talked about what will follow this action that we were so involved in up until about a few minutes ago, before we started the show. So let's see what Sananda would like to tell you about. I'm going to just step aside and give him the phone. Greetings, light workers. Yes, I want to second the introduction tonight that we should dedicate this show to all the hardworking light workers who have moved through this process with us for years. Some of you were born to it, as Christine said. Some came, hopped on the train for glory in more recent years. But all of you are feeling that we're speeding towards something really good. And you are right. Some of the actions we've done in just the last few weeks had to do with showing ourselves in the third dimension to some of the cabal with mixed results. You would think, you know, to appear in front of a group in a business meeting, some of them up, and I will assure you that Michael came with me sometimes, and he's very good with the costumes and the drama. And he made every effort to create a shock and awe situation. Well, these folks are not easily awed, not easily moved at all, in fact. So we had some mixed results. But as Christine was telling you, mixed results are really a very positive thing when we're operating on 1,000 fronts at once. So the company of heaven, mother and father, and when I say the company of heaven, you know there are hundreds of us, thousands really. The Ashtar Command is doing some very interesting things. You will be seeing appearances on the internet. There's usually a bit of a lag by the time people show their films to people, you know, their videos that they took on their phone to all their friends, and their friends say, you have to post that. And sooner or later, you get to see. Yes, there are appearances across the world at this time. Yes, we are recording. Yes, thank you, Christine. We are doing backup always in our actions and in our radio shows because we've had trouble sometimes with you-know-who interfering with our with our technology. So we always make sure we have a backup. So I can tell you that those brave boots on the ground who are organizing and preparing for your blessings, the what you call the RV, have been working round the clock for months now, just as we have. It's not as localized or as simple as you might think, because there are implications for every country in the world. And in every country, there were those who needed to be brought on board, who needed to be convinced, and who needed to approve. That has been a long and arduous process. And at the same time, we are working to create the conditions for Nasara to be released very quickly following. So there won't be a domino system that we had originally planned, but this, as it turns out, because we learned more about what the cabal really had in mind once the money was released, we found that there were many, many, many loopholes that we needed to close, many people that needed to be brought on board, many organizations that could help us, and so many have stepped forward. There are light workers, you know, in politics, in the military, even in police work and academia and so on. We call on everyone. And believe me, we had everyone in the Company of Heaven working round the clock for months in every part of the world. So I'm glad that Catherine and Christine described to you the synergism, the cumulative effect that you all have when you put your minds and your hearts together, when you create an action, when you design a meditation and a group of you together create the energy toward a particular goal. It is a powerful, powerful incident that reverberates around the world. And when there are more and more all over the world doing this, One meditation merges into the next, and the next, and the next. And the actions that they've described, which are, Catherine and Christine have been doing these actions every few days, sometimes every day, for weeks now. One flows into the next so that they hardly even report them anymore, because they're constantly involved in some sort of change action like this. And there are groups all over the world doing this. The energies, I'll try and describe to you what we see. The energies that are created, for instance, by what you're listening to tonight, and those of you who, in your own hearts and your own minds, stepped forward the minute you heard that there was need for help. All of you sit forward in your chair, your light brightens, and you're ready to go. Kind of group we now have. It's more than a group. It's a community. It's a family. It is becoming the organization that controls the planet. Now, this may sound strange to you, but you are becoming the energy, the thought. You know, we've talked about thought forms in the past, but we talked about dark thought forms and how we needed to remove them. You're replacing the dark thought forms with bright light forms that resonate with others' hearts. And when 2, 3, 100, 1,000 people begin envisioning a bright sun rising, people who are happy, abundance, generosity between and among their friends and their neighbors and families, when you begin taking those actions, become synchronized, and become the wave that does determine the future. You're not used to thinking about this so clearly as something that affects reality, but I assure you, this is reality. Now, the reason the cabal was able to take over, as Catherine mentioned earlier, was because people turned over their wish to govern themselves, because there were great rewards in it, supposedly. And because it was carefully orchestrated and controlled, and it was over thousands and thousands of years. So it was a sort of slippage that created the kind of world that became so difficult in the past few years. But this shift that you've made, this change to a brighter, kinder, generous view of the world, it's ironic. It took thousands and thousands of years for it to become so dark. But you can turn it around in a moment. You know, you're all aware of what happened during the harmonic convergence in the 80s. It created a tremendous shift. That's the wave that you're riding now. And every time another person gets on board, it gains momentum. And so in a period of 25, 30 years, you are going to turn around a planet that had been on a downward slide for thousands and thousands of years. Now, some of you are impatient and say it's taking too long, but my goodness, even in Earth years, this is happening very fast. And not only is there going to be an RV and an economic upswing because of it, that's only a drop in the bucket when you look at all the things that will be affected. Everything from the way you feel when you get up in the morning to the color of the sky. Everything that is television and your radio will change. the way children are treated must change. And this was part of the action. So when you take this message home with you, take it to bed with you tonight, think about what your place in this is. Everyone has a connection to this issue. What is your contribution to stopping the waste, the terrible waste of human energy, of the waste of all the other kingdoms? Each of you has a specific area that you care deeply about. This is your part. When you make one gesture to help awaken others, unnecessary destruction of the planet or the unnecessary cruelty to children or the unnecessary consumption of animals for your diet. It's not a moral issue. It's not a you don't need a soapbox to talk about it. It's simply a happy way to live. And so we need to begin presenting these things to people. Not as, if you don't stop doing that, you're going to destroy the planet. But you know how good it feels to know that you're not contributing to something that's destructive? It's more fun to make a beautiful party and have 10 different ways to cook your food, and you don't need animals to do that. There are all kinds of ways to celebrate our movement toward beauty and art and uplifting music and delicious food and friendship shared. You're all a part of that. And so you know where part of the action lies. And I encourage all of you. Go for it. Do what you feel in your heart right now would be the most effective thing you could do tomorrow to push this whole project along. And I guarantee you tomorrow is going to be a blockbuster day. Give you all a big hug. I want to tell you how pleased and excited we are. Of course, we have the advantage of a little longer range view than you do. But I want to assure you, it is looking terrific. As the next sun comes up, you're going to feel changes. So keep pushing that idea before you like a great soap bubble that glimmers in the sun. Keep presenting it. Keep it in your vision. And others will start to notice you too. All right, I'm going to sign off and give this back to Catherine. I send you my love. Look forward to talking with you every week. I love doing these shows. And I think Michael will probably be here to talk to you next week, too. So thank you all for taking part in this. Namaste, all. I am your Sananda. Sananda, this is Catherine. Okay. Well, we're going to see some interesting things happening. So everybody, push your part of the bubble forward. We've got some fun ahead. That's a cute image. My kids used to have this special thing, loop, that you could put in the bottle of soap. And when you'd put your arm out in the breeze, it would make giant soap bubbles, like 2 or 3 or 4 feet big. That's what I was picturing as he was talking. So, what an interesting time. I hope you all are inspired and ready to hit the ground running. I mentioned we get letters, and I have a couple of letters from people that I think you would really like to have shared with you. So I asked for permission from the edge, and I think you're going to like the idea that now here's an action that she took upon herself. And I know there are a lot of you out there doing these kind of things. So here's her story. I visited Santa Fe, New Mexico last weekend, where my guides instructed that I was to plant the Temple of Light over Los Alamos, the national laboratory that developed the nuclear bomb and all subsequent weapons since the 1940s. From 1989 to 91, I called on Los Alamos with my job, so I know the site, culture, and focus better than most. The guides said it was time to transmute this cabal facility by clearing the nuclear and dark energy. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of Los Alamos in the Jemez Mountains in New Mexico, as the site to build the research and development facility from his Boy Scout days. Interestingly, the Jemez Mountains are the Pueblo Indian sacred mountains and volcanic. A huge volcano erupted 600,000 years ago, blanketing the area with lava, which over time eroded into caves where native tribes lived for hundreds of years. The area is both beautiful and very powerful spiritually. And right on top of the enormous red rock mesas at 8,000 feet sits darkness, Los Alamos National Laboratory. Bring in a column of light and collapse the darkness. In April of this year, I was sent to the Duomo in Florence to bring in the Temple of Light, this time to accelerate the ascension. Now I was asked to encapsulate Los Alamos Lab in light, an interesting mix. Armed with the education I've received from you, from us on the show, and the Company of Heaven, my friend and I climbed the crystal hills of Tezuque, New Mexico. Seriously, the hills are quartz crystal and iron ore and are pink, where we could face Los Alamos and the full Jemez Range. I called in Mother, Father God, and all the rest of the guys. We lit our sage sticks and asked that the Temple of Light descend over the entire lab. 12 Indian elders ascended over the mountain range, their enormous faces aligned to the south, and they called to Mother Earth to pull all the nuclear and toxic materials being held at the lab into the Earth's core. Simultaneously, they called to all the nuclear waste in Fukushima to be pulled into the Earth's core, where both met and were dissolved. The Rio Grande River winds through the valley below the lab. The area has been inhabited for 1,000 years. Today, many Native American tribes live along the river basin. As we worked with clearing the energy, the Indian elders called to the tribes to arise now and begin leading the ascension. The energy rose hundreds of feet and washed the area clean of darkness. Simultaneous to this, the millions of souls killed by nuclear bombs and the other weapons created by Los Alamos scientists were healed. I saw them leave the planet. The Company of Heaven was very direct and powerful in their insistence that the time for weapons development is over. The Indian elders are now reinstated, and the Jemez Mountains, again, a beacon of light. During this clearing, my sage burned like the Olympic torch. I've never experienced such enormous amounts of smoke arise and having it burn so brightly. I felt blessed to be able to facilitate this event. On October 1, a very powerful healer and friend, Dr. Sue Anderson of Wisconsin, we call her Dr. Sue, is taking four light workers to the meteor crater in northeast Arizona, where the Company of Heaven has instructed her to open that stargate. This is tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow at 1, well, I think it was, let's see, it's 1 o'clock there. Her friend was instructed to go to Arkansas a few months ago and retrieve a massive crystal that had been in Atlantis and buried since that time. It must weigh 40 pounds. The friend was told to bring it to Dr. Sue for activating portals. With the help of this Atlantean crystal, we've been shown that her activation tomorrow will flip the meteor crater's energy from an indentation to a funnel rising up to the crystalline grid. This flip will help stabilize the Earth's electromagnetic field and release underground beings to the light. So, not only is this an exciting and fabulous story, and thank you so much, Janet, for sharing this, but also we have the invitation to join Dr. Sue tomorrow, 1 o'clock Arizona time. 1 o'clock Arizona time, to activate the crater. And there is, she sent me a picture. I will, and we're all going to focus our energy and our intention on flipping the energy to stabilize the Earth's electromagnetic field and to release underground beings to the light. It's exactly in harmony with what we're just talking about. So Christine is saying it's the uplifting portion of this action, and it's critical. So they knew that we were going to do this tonight, and they knew that she was going to do this, so it will harmonize perfectly. So we are truly clearing all the waste and darkness, and this is going to make it move really fast. Thank you, Janet. So happy that you gave us that beautiful story to share. Those of you who have other short stories to tell about the work you've been doing or the things you've discovered or the feelings and actions you've taken part in, we would love to hear your story too. And if you give me permission, I'll read it on the air. It's really important that everyone knows how we're all working together, and all of this is so synchronized. It's amazing when you see what everyone else is doing, and you had no idea that we were all really moving this along together. It's like a relay team doing laps. So, all right, I'm going to close with that little addition to our show tonight that was so exciting. Thank you, Janet. And hello to Meg. Can't wait to see you back. And we want to hear from the rest of you, too. Is there anything you wanted to add, Christine? She's saying no. Just good night to everyone. Thank you for listening. We'll be sending out a message fairly soon. Meanwhile, night, everybody. Be good.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.